Ooh, I like this toy. Watch it go.
Once more, and here we are with another episode of Sean Hammer. Now, today I'm going to be going over Kaladi, the Malifaux Neverborn Master, and a lot of his choices for dolls and such that he can run with. But first, I'm going to talk to you about what I've been doing for this last month, because it's been kind of off. I've been getting some Malifaux games in, so that's pretty cool. Introduced two new players, so that's looking pretty exciting. I got a Masaki crew that I talked about, and they performed admirably. Atodo's a freaking beast. Loved it. This weekend I played with, I brought one crew. I brought the Ironsides crew, and the first game was definitely a learning game against my friend Derek. He played Yanlo. We didn't do too many turns, but enough to him to get a little bit of feeling before he go to work. But the second game was Brandon. I played Brandon with his Lady Justice crew. Now, board was pretty sweet looking. It was an Old West board. Lots of terrain. We had, I think it was Line in the Sand. Let me see. I can pull these up. I saved everything, too. So, but it was pretty fun. I did some shenanigans with Ironsides, which I didn't think she'd be that bad, but she is pretty crazy. Let's see. Okay, the scheme was Squatter's Rights. I mean, strategy. And the scheme pool we had were Lion in the Sand, Take Prisoner, Murder Protege, Bodyguard, and Protect Territory. Let's see, what did I end up taking? I end up picking from my own schemes. Bodyguard and Protect Territory. I figured I was playing with the captain. He seems pretty mobile, and he's got a bust out dodge type trigger on his defense, so I figured I could keep him alive pretty easy enough and with Protect Territory. I was using my crew consisted of Ironsides, the captain, Mouse, three Oxfordian mages, and two gunsmiths. So the Oxfordian mages were hanging around by the ski markers anyway for the Protect Territory, so it's pretty easy to acquire those points because they weren't going to do much unless they were shooting, but they were just there to give Ironsides that horrible bubble of doom that she can create with the different wards and stuff that they had. Did not do much with my gunsmiths. I probably just need more experience with them. It was probably my fault entirely. So that was pretty cool. Got some games in with some Malifaux. Got a game of Heroclix against my buddy Glenn. Big old 1500 point game. Avengers movie versus Avenger comic. It went okay. Let's see. Been painting my Blood Bowl orcs. I have some pictures of them. We'll go over Blood Bowl pretty soon. I'll tell you about my orc crew and what I've took and everything. But they're coming out really, really good. I went to SpartaCon in Lansing, Michigan, so I worked a booth with my friend Jeff and my wife for Cool City Games, sold some stuff, painted, met some people, so that was all cool, got me in the con mood, which I'm thinking about maybe starting doing my own con up here, about where I live, a gaming con. Theirs was all historical, and I got nothing wrong with historical, but I like to include it all if I can, so hey, let's go from there. Outside of that, let's see, I ordered some Malifaux figs. I ordered a Brutal Effigy, an Arcane Effigy. I think it's Rogol or Ruju or whatever, the two dogs for Titania crew, which we'll go over soon. Let's see. Oh, And most importantly, what we will be covering a bit today, not entirely 100%, but I'd like to go over it, is the new Clash of Kings 2008 edition. So we'll go ahead and skip into this. I'm going through the whole first part of the pack, of the book, I should say. It's just examples and stuff what to do if you want to run an event. Running, not a league, but more so tournaments and stuff, and gives you examples of times, scheduling, choosing lists, escalating tournaments, stuff like that. I'm not going to bore anyone on that. We're just going to jump to what I call the meat of the meat of the soup here. Let's see. Rule and unit changes. This is, 2008 rules and units. Army compensation in a standard 2,000 point tournament. Well, that's just tournament. Allies, you cannot select the same allied unit entry of each of the following types more than once. War engine, hero, monsters, blah, blah, blah. There were some spell and special rule changes. Individual, in melee, enemies treble their attacks when attacking war engines with individual special trait. Thunderous charge, in melee, hits inflicted by the unit have a plus N modifier when rolling damage. This bonus is in addition to the unit's crushing strength, if any. However, the unit loses this bonus when disordered and reduces this bonus by 1 to minimum of 0 when hindered. So, that's pretty cool. A little bit changing on Thunderous Charge. We got Headstrong. Whenever a unit begins to turn wavering, it rolls a die on a 3+. It shrugs off the effects of the wavering and is disordered instead. And we have Breath Attack, Fireball, Blood Boil, Lightning Bolt. When targeting enemy units in cover or with Stealthy Special Rule, these attacks hit on a 5+ instead of 4+. So, making them not so damaging, I guess. They're still pretty good, you know. If the dice are with you, the dice are with you. Let's see. Fly. While disordered, units lose Fly special ability, including the Nimble that it grants. If the unit has Nimble for different reasons, they will still remain nimble while disordered. Bane Chant spell. This will only grant or improve piercing of 2 or more hits that are scored from the same casting. We have some new special rules. We have Heavy Flyer. So basically, it's a Heavy Flyer. Unit can move over anything, blocking terrain, enemy units, friendly units, when charging, etc., but still cannot land on top of them. A unit does not suffer hindered charges for moving over difficult terrain or obstacles, unless it ends its movement, move within touching them. And unlike the Fly special rule, this does not also give Nimble to the unit, so now disordered units lose Heavy Flyer for special rule. Oh, our new one here, we have Dread. While within 6 inches of this unit, enemy units have a negative to the wavering route nerve test value in addition to any other modifiers. And yes, this effect is cumulative. Okay, then we have some force changes. So not a lot of new special rules. Forces of Basilia, or Basilia, basically taking Panther Chariot's nerve values change to the following. 14, 16 for Regiment. 17, 19 for Horde. And the Ebonus on Panther Chariot is now Nimble special rule. For the Brotherhood, the gang Valiant, all units with the Inspiring special rule in his army also had the Valiant special rule. That's it for them. Dwarfs, Bulwarkers, or whatever. This unit now has a Big Shield special rule. I like to have the Big Shield special rule on my unit of Crossbowmen that, you know, that I use for my one besieger guys. But anyway, and Steel Behemoth. This is now a Breath Weapon Attack 15, Strider, and Piercing 1 special rules. Elves get their War Chariot speed increases to 9, and the Nerves values increase to the following. Regiment, 13 and 15. Horde, 16, 18. And you got the Noble War Chariot speed decreased to 9. This unit now has a Nimble special rule. Next up, we have Salamanders. The following units have the Vicious special rule. Clan Lord, on Fire Drake, Casanor, Lancers, and Tyrants. This thing that I can't pronounce, but the Sky Raiders attack increased to the following. Regiment 9, Horde 18, and Battle Captain. Now has the following optional upgrade. Mount on a Raptor mount, increases speed 8, gains Thunder's charge. Change to a Hero Cav plus 20 points. Pretty self-explanatory. Next up, we have Forces of Nature. The Naiad Heart Piercers. Attacks increase to the following, 10 and 12. The Sylph Talon Riders. Attack speed, attacks increase to the following, Regiment 8, Horde 16. That's it for them. The Herd, Giant Eagle. Nerve values increase to the following. Regiment 12 and 14, Horde 15 and 17. Stampede. This unit's nerve is now 18-20. Harpies. This unit is now irregular. Tribal Chariots. Nerve values increased as following. 12 and 14 for Regiment. 15 and 17 for Horde. And Great Chieftain on the Chariot. This unit now has the Nimble Special Rule. So if you're not getting a pull on this one, a lot of Chariots are moving up in speed and becoming nimble. Kingdom's Men. Speed increases on their Charioteers to 9. And Regiment have a 12-14 nerve, and Horde 15-17. That's it for them. League of Rordia, Honor Guard nerve values reduced to the following. Also, they're reduced. 12-14 for Regiment, 15-17 for Horde. And the Halfling Iron Beast. This unit now has the Breath Attack 12 and the Strider Special Rule. Next up, we got Ogres. Chariot speeds increased to 8, and then their values increased to Regiment 13-15, Horde 16-18. Warlord, Captain, and Army Standard Chariot upgrades. Mount on a Chariot for 15 points, getting Thunder's Charge 1, and speed 8, changing to Hero Large Cav on a 50 by 100 millimeter base. We have a Boomer Sergeant. The unit now has the Breath Attack 8. The Fishies, the Trident Realm. Have following units now have the Ensnare Special Rule, the River Guard Captain, the Knockin, Depth Horror Eternal. The Depth Horrors now have Fearless, the Depth Horror Eternal is now Fearless, and the Heart Piercer's attacks increase to the following, 10 for Troop, 12 for Regiment. The Thule, this unit has speed of 6, not 5, a Thule Mythian. This unit has speed of 6, not 5, and now has Inspiring. The Kraken. This is now a 50mm by 100mm base. Nerve increased to 17-19. Increases attack to 15. And the Siren. 1. You can have 1. This unit now has an Inspiring Special Rule and Drain Life 6 spell. And Trident King. This unit now has the Nimble Special Rule. Actually, going through a lot of changes in there, there's quite a bit. But, you know what? I'm almost done. I already got half of them done. The Abyssal Dwarfs, Forces of the Abyss, and Twilight Kin. Gargoyles, their nerve is now 8 and 10. Basuli, or Basusu, the Vile, nerve reduced to 14-16. Abyssal Dwarfs, Slave Orcs, now have a melee value of 5+, and the Vicious Special Rule. Empire of Dust. This unit has a defense 5, not 6. This would be the Pharaoh, the Amuti Pharaoh. The Revenant Chariots increase their speed to 8. Regiment has a nerve of 15 and a Horde of 18. And the Pharaoh on Royal Chariot increases to 8 speed and give him nimble. Forces of the Abyss. We have the Molochs. This unit has a regeneration plus 5. Tortured Soul, this unit has Crushing Strength plus 1, not 2, and gains a Thunderous Charge. Goblins, the Mobius Pack, this unit now has a melee attack of 4, not 3. War Trombone, unit has 10 attacks, not 12. Fleabag Chariots, nerves increased 11-13, and for Horde 14-16. And the King on the Chariot now has a Nimble Special Rule, and his defense is lower to 4+. For Night Stalkers, Fiends, nerve values reduced to the following. Regiment, 12, 15. Horde, 15, 18. Mind Screech, nerve is reduced to 14, 17. Terror, this unit now has a Stealthy Special Rule. That's it for them. Orcs, The following units have the Fury special rule. Fight Wagons, Morax, Kruger, Crudger, on Slasher, Crudger on Gore Chariot, Gekamek. Okay. Godspeaker. Okay. Replace special rule with every friendly non-allied horde within 6 inches, excluding Orklings. Increase the amount of dice rolled for all spells by +1. Gore Chariot's speeds go up to 8. And the nerves increase through Regiment 12 and 14. And Horde 15, 17. And their Fight Wagons, their nerve values increased from 12 to 14. And for Horde, 15 and 17. The Kruger on Gore Chariot increased the speed to 8. And now has Nimble. Ratkin. Hawk Packs, or Hack Paws. Nerve values increase the following. Troops for 10, 12, and Regiment 13 and 15. Death Engine is now reduced to 4+, if the Vial of Sorcery upgrade is chosen. Alright, we have the Twilight Kin, the Dark Side's Chariot. Increase speeds moved up to 8. Regiment's new nerve, 13, 15, Horde, 16, 18. Undead, the Pharaoh. This unit has a defense of 5, not 6. Vampire, this unit has a defense of 5, not 6. Ooh, yeah, but we don't have Steel Behemoths, the Undead, that's what I'm saying. The Varraganar, Gift of Korgon. Guys, the Deceiver not only grants Fury special rule, Fallen. This unit no longer has the Pathfinder special rule, and Hera of the Fallen has replaced with new. Is replaced with new Megaline of the Fallen unit is no longer available to be used in the game. Oh. Oh well. So that's it for new special rules for each unit. Next up we have formations. It's pretty cool. I think in this book too, if I'm not mistaken, there's also new units. So I'm going to take a break now. I'll be back in a minute, and I'll go up over formations, and we'll check those out. Alrighty, up next we have the actual formations that are in this book. I was not aware if there were any before in previous books or not, because I just got started with Kings of War. But here's some formations that remind me a little bit of perhaps maybe Warhammer? I don't know. 40K. The Basilines, they have Holy Lancers. This formation costs you 30 points. A complete unit costs 610. Formation consists of 2 times Paladin Knight regiments and 1 Nasus Sallustis. I think there's a guy riding a tiger. A lion. Each unit of the Paladin Knights in this formation is granted the Elite Special Rule. Next up, we got the Shield of the Golden Horn. This formation cost is 45 points, plus unit cost of 530, equaling out 575. Unit contains 2 times minute arm regiments with sword and shield, 1 times minute arm horde with spear and shield, 1 priest. A mount cannot be taken for this character. While within 6 inches of a priest, each unit of the minute arms in this formation have a +2 to their waver route. Nerve test. The priest in this formation has very inspiring minute arms only instead of very inspiring potentials only. Next up we have the Brotherhood. Undaunted Crusaders. 50 points for the formation, 500 points for the unit. Total, 550. Formation consists of 2 times Order of the Brotherhood regiments. One times Exemplar of the Brotherhood, mounted. Each unit in this formation is granted the Pathfinder Special Rule. The Exemplar in this Brotherhood in this formation is granted the Bane Chant Spell, too. Before I continue going, formations, let's see, you pay the price, you add to it, you gotta keep to standard army building processes. So if you're at the amount of heroes, you can't just add another formation as a hero and be okay with it. He's got to keep to all the normal rules for creating an army. Let's see, we got the last stand. Formation costs 30 points. Unit costs 550. It's one Villian Martyrs Horde, two times Order of the Brotherhood on foot regiments, and one devoted. Each unit in this formation is granted both Fearless and the Iron Resolve special rules. The devoted in this formation are granted the Banchant 3 spell. Okay. Dwarves made out with a couple. They have the Wall of Iron. Formation costs 20. Unit costs 590. Formation contains two ironclad regiments, one times Ballwalker Horde, one times King. Each unit in this formation is granted Iron Resolve special rule. Alright, we got Hernese Hunting Party. Formation costs 3. Unit costs 540 points. Two times Ranger Regiments and one times Hernese the Hunter. Each of the Rangers in this formation is granted Elite and Stealthy special rule. Next up we have Golic Thunder. Formation costs 30. Total costs 870. Unit costs 840. Formation contains of two Steel Behemoths, one Golic's Fury, Legendary Steel Behemoth. All units in this formation granted speed plus one. Yeah, like you really want to see a Legendary Behemoth and two extra Behemoths on the table. This is, I don't know. Money grab? I don't know. Okay, Elves have the Honor Guard of the Green Lady. Formation costs 40. Unit costs 730. Complete total cost 770. Formation consists of one Kindred Tall Spears Horde, two times Palace Guard Regiment, and one times Green Lady. Each unit in this formation, except for the Green Lady, is granted the Regeneration plus 5 special rule. It's not shabby. Not shabby at all. Next up we have the Kindred Border Guard. Formation costs 30. Unit costs 600. Total costs 630. Two times Kindred Tall Spears Regiments, two times Kindred Gladestalker Troops, one times Elf Prince. Monk cannot be taken by this character. Each unit in this formation is granted the Vanguard special rule. Alright, next up we have Salamanders. We have the crew of the Ember's Dance. Formation costs 30, unit costs 465, total costs 495. Formation consists of three Corsair troops and one Firebrand. Now, each unit in this formation is granted Elite Special Rule and increases their route by one. We have a Swamp Lurkers. Formation costs 30, unit costs 480, total costs 510. One Tyrant Horde, two Tyrant Regiments. Each unit in this formation is granted a Strider Special Rule. And Forces of Nature, the Wild Hunt. And it's reminds Warhammer completely, but formation costs 25, unit costs 460, total costs 485. Formation contains one time Centaur Strider's Regiment, two times Centaur Strider's Troops, and one time Centaur Chief. Each unit in this formation is granted a Brutal Special Rule. We have Boulder Guard. This formation 30, unit cost 560, total 590. This consists of two times Earth Elemental Hordes, one times Greater Earth Elemental, and each unit in this formation is granted Iron Resolve special rules. And even if you have, like, you get wasted one of your, if one of your, whatchamacallit, if one of the pieces of your formation gets wasted, they still benefit from it. So it's not a, if one dies, you lose the benefit of the special ability. The Herd, Great Beast Hunters. Formation costs 25, unit costs 515, total costs 540. Formation contains one Centaur Long Manes Regiment, two Centaur Bray Hunter Troops, one Centaur Chief. While attacking large infantry, large cavalry, and monsters, all units in this formation are granted Elite Special Rule. We got the Cloven Stalkers, 40 points for the formation, 630 for the unit, 675 for the total. One Tribal Warriors Horde, two Tribal Longhorns Regiment, and one Great Chieftain. Each unit in this formation is granted the Vanguard Special Rule. Kingdoms of Men. Alright. They got the Wolf Cart. Oh, I say, okay, because this is what I play. They got the Wolf Colts. Formation costs 30. Unit costs 560. Total costs 590. Formation contains a 1 Berserker's Horde, 2 Berserker Regiments, and 1 times Hero. Can't be taken a mount on this Hero. A unit in this formation increases their speed to 6. The Hero is granted Fearless and Inspiring, Berserkers only, special rules. I'll give it a whirl, give it a peek, see what I can do. We'll do this though. Cannon Battery, formation cost 10, unit cost 305, total cost 315. Formation contains 3 cannons, 1 hero. The hero in this formation is granted Inspiring War Engine, special rule. The cannons in this formation are granted Elite while within 6 inches of the hero, and their blast is increased to D6 plus 2. So, yeah, I might do that. I see myself doing it. next up, we have the League of Rordia. We've had second breakfast. Formation cost 45. Unit cost 405. Total 450. Formation contains 1 Halfling Spearling's Horde, 2 Halfling Spearling Regiments, 1 Halfling Master Sergeant. Each unit in this formation is granted the Ensnare Special Rule. The Halfling Spearlings in this formation's defense increased to 4. Next up, we have Thoroughbred Mounts. Formation costs 30. Unit costs 410. Total cost 440. We got 1 times Halfling Knight Regiment, 2 times Halfling Knight Troops, and 1 Halfling Master Sergeant mounted. Each unit in this formation is granted the Vicious Special Rule, increases their speed by 8 inches. So it's making the little guys a little bit faster. Not bad. I like the little guys, so how can you really go wrong? If it wasn't for the fact to be such a pain in the ass to find Halfling models, and when it costs your arm and leg, I might try this. Next up, we have Ogres. We got Grokka Mock Scout. Formation costs 60. Unit costs 610. Total 670. Formation contains 2 Hunter Hordes, 2 times Red Goblin Regiments. Each unit in this formation is granted a Nimble. Straight and simple. We have Hell on Wheels. 25 points for the formation cost, 530 for the unit cost, and 555 total. This contains 2 Chariot Regiments, 1 Warlord on Chariot. Each unit in this formation gets +1 to both their Waver and Rout nerve values. The Warlord in this formation is granted Rattling. Well, we're not even halfway there. Trident Realms of Nerdica. We got Thule Tidal Scourge. 25 points for the cost of the formation, 425 for the unit cost, 450 for total cost. You get 1 Thule Regiment, 2 Thule Troops, 1 Thule Magician, or Mythican. Each unit in this formation gets a +1 speed, and the Mythician gains Inspiring Thule only. Next up, we have Fury of the Sea. Formation costs 15. Unit costs 660. Total 675. Formation consists of 1 Naiad Ensnarer's Horde, 2 Heart Piercer Regiments, and 1 Naiad Centurion. Each unit in this formation is granted the Fury Special Rule. Now we got our little guys here, our dwarves. We got the Abyssal Dwarves. We have Broken Slaves. Formation costs 35. Unit costs 48. Total 515. Formation consists of 1 times Slave Orc Riders Regiment, 2 times Slave Orc Hordes, 1 Slave Driver. While within 6 inches of Slave Driver, each unit of Slave Orcs in this formation has a +2 to their Rout Nerve value and has a Fury Special Rule. We have the Heralds of the Black Flame. Formation costs 35, unit costs 440, total 475. Unit contains 2 Decimator Regiments, 1 Overmaster. Each unit of the Decimators in this formation increases melee to +4 and is granted Crushing Strength 1 Special Rule. Pretty interesting, I guess. Oh, we're getting there. Yep, we're getting there. Then we got some new units, some magic items and everything go through. Don't know what we're going to be doing today or not. Alright. Empires of Dust. We have the Ahamunit Dead Eyes. Formation costs 30. Unit costs 400. Total 430. Gives you 1 times Skeletal Archer Horde. 2 times Skeleton Archer Troops. 1 Revenant Champion. Each unit in this formation is granted Elite Special Rule. The Revenant Champion in this formation has Inspiring Skeletons only, instead of Inspiring Revenants only. Dune Stalkers, 50 points for the formation, 535 for the unit cost, 585 for total. This gives you 2 times Revenant Regiments, 1 times Skeleton Spearman Horde, 1 Cursed High Priest. Mount can be taken. Each unit gains the Vanguard Special Rule. Forces of the Abyss. We have the Great Arch Host. 50 points for the formation, 850 for the unit cost, 900 total. This is 2 Malak Hordes, 1 Lower Abyssal Horde, and 1 Arachfiend of the Abyss. This unit may not take the Wings upgrade. And the formation all gets plus 1 speed. We get the Fire Legion. 60 points for the formation cost. Unit cost 740, evening out at 800 points. This formation contains 2 succubi troops, 2 succubi regiments, 1 abyssal temptress. Each unit in this formation is granted the vicious special rule. The abyssal temptress has very inspiring succubus. Alright. Goblins. We have sneaky stabbers. Formation costs 25, unit cost 335, total for 360. Formation contains 2 times rabble regiments, 1 rabble horde, and 1 bigot, and you can't mount them. This formation gains vicious special rule. Next up, we have Roche's Maw Packs. 35 points for the formation. Unit cost of 545. Total, 580. Unit contains 1 fleabag rider horde and 2 fleabag rider regiments. Each unit in this formation gains plus to both their waiver and route and their values. The horde of fleabag riders in the formation is granted the Strider Special Rule. Next up, we have Night Stalkers. Grim Harvest. Formation costs 20 points. Unit costs 630. Total 650. 1 Scarecrow Legion. 2 Reaper Regiments. And everyone in that formation gets Life Leech 2 Special Rule. Next up, we have Butcher's Black. Formation costs 20, unit costs 610, total 630. Formation has 2 Butcher Hordes and 1 Shadowhawk. Each unit in this formation is granted the Brutal Special Rule. The Shadowhawk in this formation's speed is increased to 6. Oh, last little bit for the formations. Orcs, Gakamak, Stubborn Savages. Formation costs 15, unit costs 625, total costs 640. 1 times Axe Horde, 2 times Great Axe Regiments, 1 times Crudger. Can be taken out. And everyone gets Headstrong as their special rule. Thunders, 20 point formation costs, unit costs 605, 625 total. Unit contains 3 Gore Chariot Regiments and 1 Crudger and Gore Chariot. And they gain Brutal. We get the Ratkin, the first one's Lab Rats. Formation costs 30, unit costs 380, total 410. Formation contains 1 Warrior Horde, 2 Warrior Regiments, 1 Enforcer. Each unit in this formation is granted regen plus 5. Dustcrawlers, 20 points for the formation, 430 for the unit cost, 450 for the total. 3 Scurrier Troops, 1 time Assassin. Each unit of Scurriers in this formation granted both the Vanguard and Stealthy Special Rule. The Assassin in this formation is granted Inspiring Scurriers only. Alright. Oh, there they are. And we have Undead. I've been looking at these on Easy Army Builder and trying to figure out what they are, but I see it now. We got Morgoth's Rotting Retinue. Formation costs 40 points, unit costs 410, total 450. 1 ghoul horde and 4 ghoul troops. Each unit in this formation is granted a Thunder's Charge special rule. Okay. And let's see. Iona's Thirstful Coven. Formation, 30 points. Unit cost, 620. Total, 650. Formation consists of one-time Soul Reaver Regiment. And two times Soul Reaver Infantry Troop. And each unit in this formation is fearless. So I probably will run that one because I'm liking the Soul Reavers. But anyway, the Varnagar, Troll King's Horde. This formation cost is free, so it only costs you 675. You get one Cave Troll Horde, two Cave Troll Regiments, and one Cave Troll King. And units in this formation no longer irregular. We have Mammoth Hunters. Formation costs 30. Unit costs 70. Total costs 500. Formation contains two times Raiders troops, two times Tundra troops. Each unit in this formation is granted Elite Special Rule. In addition, while attacking monsters, all units in this special rule are granted the Vicious Special Rule. So, yeah. Those are pretty unique little unique things. Let's go over some new units they put out for Basilia. We got the Paladin Defenders. Only coming in a troop. Special Heal 4 with Iron Resolve. Melee 3. Defense 5. Attack 10. We come up with some Gur Panthers. These are irregular troops. Specials Height 1, Nimble, Pathfinder, Thunder's Charge, Vicious. And this unit does not have the Iron Resolve. So not too bad. 120 points. You want Panthers? You got Panthers. Dwarfs got Mastiff Hunting Pack. Is a regiment of 3. You get Crushing Strength versus Cavalry only. Height 1. Does not have Headstrong. And you can have Hunting Mastiffs. So, yeah, you're putting them on large infantry bases is what you're doing. Okay. We got the, Gallic Fury, the legendary Steel Behemoth. Speed 4, melee 5, range 4, defense 6, attack d6 plus 25, nerve 20, points 340. Crushing Strength 3, Gallic's Gun, Iron Resolve, Piercing 2, Strider, very inspiring. Gallic's Gun is a range of 18 with 15 attacks. Yeah. That's a lot of shit coming off fucking one thing. But it is what it is. Elves get the Windborne Legendary Silver Breeze Cavalry. Sounds like a incense or something. But they're elite and nimble. They get Woodborne Arrows, which is a Windblast spell. For each hit costs, in addition to moving the target, roll damage than normal. They got Tydarian Dragonlord. He's 350 points. He's a freaking hero. Crushing Strength 4, Elite Heavy Flyer. Oh, there's our Heavy Flyer, and very inspiring. And, so we get some beasts for the elves. Still, we have Battle Cats. Crushing Strength 1 versus, Crushing Strength 1 versus Height 0 units only. Height 0, Nimble, Vicious, and this doesn't have Elite. Forces of Nature, we have Woodland Critters, Height 0, Nimble, Pathfinder, Vicious. You can give them wings so they fly, or you can have spider webs to gain and snare. We got the Greater Fire Elemental for 260, Breath Attack 12, Crushing Strength 4, Piercing and Vicious. And you can also take this in Salamander Army. Ogres get a Red Goblin Rabble, nothing really to by home about. Sharp Sticks, same thing. Boomer Chariots. Just about normal. Abyssal Dwarfs get the Mutated Mastiff Hunting Pack, because why not? Because every time you do something with the dwarfs, you should do something equally the same thing to the evil dwarfs. And you can get a Taskmaster Slave Driver on Chariot. Oh, did I say orcs already? And they got more? Oh, ogres. Ogres were there before. Goblins get a goblin mega blaster. This thing here is a monster. 75 points. 50 by 100 millimeter base. Big shield. Height 3. Yellow bellied. I'm not even going into all that. It blows up armor piercing 4 and shit like that. We got another war machine for the goblins. Grogger's Great Lobber. It's elite and direct fire, piercing 3, reload and blast. Okay. The mega blaster, well, it's got yellow belly, so it should mean that it's charging. It's got speed. Well, so does the Great Lobber. Orcs get Crusher, new hero. And Longax. Oh, these are units, so they get Phalanx, Crushing Strength, and you can have a horde of them. Trident Realms of Nerdica, or Neretica. You get a Worm Rider Commander. Well, which if I've seen her, it looks pretty cool. Okay, Undead, to get another champion. Apothes, Champion of Death. A lot of points, 275. Base size, he's a hero monster. Crushing Strength 3, Life Drain Life 6, Dread, Elite, Lifelink, Surge, very inspiring. Mount on a Winged Worm, gaining Heavy Flyer for 30 points. You can take this guy in Empire of Dust Army as well. 10 attacks, I don't know, we'll figure out what we got. But this is one I liked, Death Pack. It is a troop, you're only getting 10 of them. And they're Life Leech, 2, Shambling, Nimble, and Vicious. And they get Bat Swarms for plus 10, gaining Stealthy. Now these are just good old time to use your dire wolves, your old dire wolves that you had for your vampire count armies for Warhammer. So I dig it. Let's see, we have some. Oh, Vengar have a hero. She can fly. And with his mercenaries, we got Blaine. Yeah, he's okay. We got Rodello the Bard, and we got Funny Bone, which is basically Dead Bob. That's all I can put it. We got some new artifacts popping in. We got some amended artifacts first. Inscrolled Armor. Okay. Have it invented in the new. Okay. So, Healing Brew, 5 points. Staying Stone. Unit has a plus to its Waver Nerve value. Chalice of Wrath, unit gains Flurry, Dragon Shield. Increases defense by 2 to maximum 6 to end of your next turn, once per game. Encorseled Armor, can only be used by heroes. Boosting your defense by 1 up to maximum 5. We get the Hammer of Measured Force, 20 points. His unit will always damage and a 4 plus melee, regardless of modifiers. Aegis of Alive, unit gains Iron Resolve special rule. If Ari has it, it heals each time Iron Resolve is triggered on a total of 2 times. Banner of the Griffin, 25 points, unit gains Rallying special rule to increase its value Rallying by 1 to a maximum of 2. The Black Iron Crown, 25 points, this artifact can only be used by units who already possess or can be upgraded to have a spell. The unit increases all of its spell in by 1. For example, heal 2 becomes heal 3. We got the Loot of Insatiable Darkness, 25 points. Wicked Demon Loot. This artifact can only be used by heroes. The hero has Bane Chant 2 spell. Shroud of the Saint, 25 points. Users with heal spell only. This item increases units' heal value by 3. For example, if you have 3, heal 3, you got heal 6. Not bad at all. We got the Brew of Keen Eyes. Unit has plus 1 hit with normal attacks. Cannot be taken by hordes or legions. We got the Circlet of Blood. This artifact can only be used by heroes. It gets a Blood Boil spell. I'm not getting into that. Medallion of Life, 35 points. This artifact can be used by hero with individual rule. It has a regeneration of 5 special rules. We have new spells. We have, for any alignment, we have Mind Fog and Weakness, Drain Life, Alchemist Curse. For good alignments, we may have Martyr's Prayer. Neutral alignments, we have Aura of Heroism. And evil alignments, Veil of Shadows. I'm not going to go over all these. I think everyone should just pick up this book. Then we have some 2018 scenarios, and this book is finished. Was it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. I mean, it's a good supplement. I'm glad they're tailoring things to doing amending to magic items and spells and such. And that's pretty cool. It shows that the company cares a bit. I wish I had some, I'm just being a whiny little bitch about it, but I wish I had some, New Troops for Kingdom of Men, but it is what it is. But that is the Clash of Kings 2018 edition. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back and cover a little bit of Kaladi, and then we'll call it a day. Alright, I'll talk to you after this musical interlude.
I was like six, I used to get ripped by the chicks, and everyone would chase me and hit me with bricks and rocks and sticks and calling me names and fill my lunchbox with frog brain. When I left school, it was much iller. My daddy was a serial killer, and how about that? He always made me sit in the back with all his dead bodies on my lap. Move! When I got home, enough for the static, hammer and tools and up to the attic. Never knew any other girls or boys, only my toys, toys, toys.
Nothing feels better than a good hearty heart, heart, right, boys and girls?
We got dead bodies everywhere you look. All the nerds sitting up front got cooked. Others start screaming and making a dash. So I start handing out toys fast at last. You like slinkies? We got slinkies.
Creations!
Okay, now here we are with Claudia. He's got a lot in his toy chest. But what I'm going to do today is I'm going to go ahead and cover what comes in the main box with Claudia, go over his stats, everything like that. Then I will follow it up with the next podcast, developing things that synergize well with him that you'll see and actually work really good with his upgrades. And I'll go over his upgrades as well. So this would just be a primer to Claudia, and I'll add to it on the next episode. So, well, let's go ahead and start off with the Puppet Master. Of course, he's, let's see. Okay, well, he's never born. He's a master in construct. He's got a cache of 3. He's a puppet. He's got a 5 defense for the mask built in, 6 willpower, 9 wounds, 5 walk, no charge, and height 2. He's got whole things of abilities. So let me go ahead and go and take these out back because I'm using the Bad Things Happen app and likes to put in the abilities for what they get on the front page of your master. So he's got decoy, so when this model would be suffer damage, it may kill a friendly model with a personal puppet condition within 6 inches to reduce the damage to 0. So it's going to give you a lot of survivability with him, and it's kind of a dick move, but next up he has Accomplice, which is basically if this model ends its activation, friendly model within 6 may do it as a chain of action. He's got Puppet Friends. Crews containing this model may hire puppet models regardless of the crew's declared faction. This model may move through but not stop on friendly puppet models during this move or pushes. And he's got Runaway Home. This is with defense built in with the mask on its defense homes. After resolving, push this model up to 3 inches in any direction. So, yeah, he'll be able to like, be alive a little longer, run it away, make sure you're not vicious recipient of charge. His attack action is only one. It's pull strings. It's casting action with a mask built in. Range of 10. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage, and this damage flips get a plus. Let's see. With the mask trigger, it's after damaging the target, gains slow. He throws a crow in there. He's got My Bidding. After dealing damage to the target non-leader, if the target was not killed, the target performer one action chosen and chosen and controlled by this model's controller. This action may not declare triggers. Idle Hands, you throw another mask in there. After damaging target non-leader, it gains this condition to end of its next activation. A new thread. When this model activates, the opposing player immediately performs a one action with this model, and this counts as spending one of the model's AP for the activation. So, you got an attack action, getting action out of their model, and screwing them out of an activation they have as initially causing slow, if you think about it, you know. You get one less action. My Will, for his tactical actions, is 1. Target another friendly minion, peon, or puppet within 6 inches. Immediately takes 1 action. The target gains plus to any duels during that action. Get extra thread. Summon a marionette or work a doll in the base contact with target scrap marker and discard the scrap marker, which your marionettes and everything are going to die and leave scrap markers, so you should be okay. And he's got Puppet Master. Target friendly minion within 6 inches gains the following condition until this model takes its action again. Personal puppet. When this crew's leader suffers damage from an enemy model, this model may suffer damage, 1 damage, to take 1 action without spending any AP after the current action resolves. So, here we go. We got Kaladi, who's using, so far as what we can see, his models is, use them as bait, a blade of wounds, and getting extra actions out of them and stuff. And this is even without the upgrades, which I'll go over. And his upgrades are pretty cool too, especially with synergies with effigies. But we'll get there. Let's see. Unfortunately, I'll go over the extra henchmen tomorrow for him, or next up, because there's one henchman that's the new one from the Broken Promises book, which is pretty nifty. So let's get to his henchman, Velalisa. I don't know how you want to pronounce it, but the old lady with spools of thread attached to her. She is a henchman, construct, puppet, rare one. If she's leading a crew, she's got cash 5, but she's going to cost you 8 soul stones. She's got 7 defense, 5 willpower, 6 wounds, height 2, 6 charge, 6 walk. Her abilities are a long journey. After a ski marker is placed by another model within 3 inches, this model can push in 4 inches in any direction, so nice. She's unimpeded, sweet nothings. Enemy models within 4 inch or over suffer -1 to their willpower duels. And she's got the runaway home just like Kaladi, but she does not have it built in. Her attack actions are needle and thread. It's a melee, resist, defense, range 2, target suffers 1-2-4 damage. Now, she's got some shit going on here, too, with all of her, depends on what she did. With the crow, she gets sewn lips after succeeding target gains falling condition. May not take tactical actions other than a walk. This model may end this condition by suffering 1 damage at the start of activation. Sewn feet with a mask. This model may not take walk actions. This model may end this condition by suffering 3 damage at the start of activation. When you throw a ram in there, it's got sewn hands. After succeeding, target gains the following condition for the rest of the game. This model may not take attack actions. This model may end this condition by suffering 2 damage at the start of activation. So you're going to shut down possibly some of the things that the opposing master can do. It's pretty cool. And that is her attack action. She has obey is her other one, so obey is always handy to throw out there. And tactical action twist for 0. Other friendly non-leader puppet within 8 inches performs 1 action. There we go again, using the puppets in true form of the puppet masters to actually do different things where you can use your puppets and everything that you can go to. Let's see, he's got a totem. It's pretty unique because you can have 4 of these guys. They are the Marionettes. They're Minion Construct Totem Kaladi Rare 4. Let's see, these guys have defense 5, willpower 5, 4 wounds, height 1, charge 6, 5 walk. These are little hard to kill sons of bitches. They got the perfect match, which when this model will suffer damage from a condition, it prevents 1 damage dealt by the condition. Retract. When this model is killed, target friendly minion within 6 inches may gain any of the conditions that were on this model. So if you got like focus, shit like that, they can get it when they die. Kaladi toys, higher up to 4. Wooden claws for their actions. Doing 1-2-4 damage, no built-in anything with a range of 1. If this model is within 6 inches of a friendly leader, this attack action receives a +1 MI. Triggers on these are a ram is a protective puppet master. While damaging, if this model is within 6 inches of a friendly leader, its attack does +1 damage. Not bad at all. Made to follow, after taking this action outside of its model's activation, immediately take this action again. This action may not declare triggers. So, one thing I'm going to let you know is Kaladi likes to work on a bubble. And I'll go on to that bubble with effigies and stuff on next episode and get a little bit more into that, especially with the effigies stitched together, the other henchmen, which I can't wait until she comes out. Tactical actions, tell no lies, it's a 0. Neither this model or its target may cheat fate or use soul stones during its next opposed duel during this activation. So no cheating and no using soul stones. Not bad. And it's got dragging along too. Discard a card to push target. Friendly model within 6 inches up to 2 inches any direction. So it's a lot of mobility tricks that you can do with Kaladi and the puppets to make sure you maintain them close by so they can do what they're meant to do. What else? You get four of those in the box, and you will get three of these in the box, the Wicked Dolls, which, I'm not going to lie, they're one of my favorites. The Minion Construct Puppet, Defense 6, Willpower 5, 4 Wounds, 5 Walk, 5 Charge, Height 1. They got Sown and Poison as ability. Enemy models within 2 inches that suffer damage from a melee action gained by gaining the Poison 1 condition after resolving the action. It's accomplished. It has accomplished, so it can chain. It's got Wicked Intentions. Enemy models with the Poison condition, which begin their activation with a 2-inch aura of one or more models with this ability, immediately suffer 1 damage from Poison condition, then lower their Poison condition. So you really don't have to wait till the end of turn to the Poison stack up. You can give it to them now. They got Sewing Claws. Built-in Crow on this one with 1-2-4 damage. Crow will give you a Poison 1 condition for every crow you have in the final duel. And you throw a Tome in there. Malicious Toys. After succeeding against an enemy, place this model in base contact with a friendly model within 6 inches. So you can zip back and forth and just do what you want. You know, a lot of movement. I'm going to go there, do here. Next one, they got Over the Needle, casting 5. Resist defense. Target gains a Poison condition. You throw a Crow in there. First comes 1, then 2. After succeeding, if there are 2 more friendly Wicked Dolls within 2 inches of the target gains the following condition to end of turn. Crawl away home. This model may only take walk actions. At the start of this model's activation, it may end its activation by discarding 2 cards. And with the built-in mask, straight to you. After succeeding, against an enemy, place this model 2 inches of the target. Okay, and it's got all sewed up as its tactical action. This model suffers damage. This suffers 1 damage to heal 1 damage on target another model within 2 inches. And give the following condition to end of turn. Brand new strings. This model gains plus any attack flips it makes outside of its activation. So here this guy is handing out pluses and everything to, you know. It just is. Where did I miss it? I know there was a... I bet you it's a freaking upgrade. Bad podcasting here, people. Bad podcasting. Let's see. Puppet Friends. Runaway Home. Accomplice. Pulled Strings. Extra Thread. Oh, holy shit. On Kaladi, I didn't do a lot of anything. He's got more tactical actions. He's got My Will. Target another friendly minion, peon, or puppet within 6 inches. Immediately takes 1 action. Target gains plus to any duels during this action. That's cool. Puppet Master. Target friendly minion within 6 inches gains following. Okay, personal puppet. I must have forgot this, but extra thread. Summon a marionette or work a doll in base contact with a scrap marker. And then discard this marker. I don't know, maybe I did go over it, but it's a way to get some of you guys back and everything. And like I said, I'm just glossing over what came in the box because I highly believe it's okay for a lot of crews to play right out of the box. There might be enough in there to offer them the synergy and tricks that you want to do. But Kaladi, I think you need to add more. So, I've covered the box today, and I'll cover the extra goodies, upgrades, and everything next time. I'm going to call it it. I mean, this was a little bit longer one for me, I guess. Hope you enjoy. Next up, we'll hit Kaladi again, and everything more with Kaladi, and maybe I'll cover up some games in particular that I had. Yeah, that's about it for right now. So, hope you enjoyed yourself. Any comments, questions, bitches, gripes, or concerns, email them to me at seanhammer9@yahoo.com. Make sure you like my Facebook page. I put all my painted models on there as I get them done. And I'll talk to you soon. Remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. We'll be right back.
parts. You might play with me at first a couple days a week at tops. Just like your atomic, supersonic, petroplasma car. We will all get tossed inside just like the piece of shit we are. I will be your fantasy, imaginary, special friend. I can feel you, I relate with you, no need to talk to them. But instead you toss me in the box, leave me to rot away. Hoping you'll pick me again someday. Hey, hey. Why don't you come back? I will sit and listen to your bibble babble jibber talk. But when you go in tonight, you'll leave me out here on the walk. You'll ignore your little friend or trade me for something instead. Come get your doggy, don't let him chew off my fucking head. All your mom and daddy do is work and fight, that's all they do. I can understand the way you feel because I feel it too. But you'll leave me in the box and I can barely hear you play. Lost among the toys of yesterday. Hey, 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 hey. You come back, you take me to the other side. Much older now and I don't see you turning back. 7 years in darkness, I can only hope my wish comes true. That one day I'll get you in my hands. Ah!